Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy David Dossie back on the show. David is one of our top intellectual property attorneys in the Brain Trust. He also happens to be my intellectual property attorney and does a great job with that. He's been a member of my Brain Trust now for over 6 years. And today we're going to talk about something, though, a little bit different from intellectual property. He's got some other things on his mind. David Dossie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. David, one of the things that's not sort of intuitive, and it's not something that you grew up understanding when you start a small business. If you learn, it's sort of intuitive how to buy things and sell things. The profit idea, you know, whether you execute it very well or not, that's not that hard to figure out. A lot of things in being a small business owner are intuitive. One of them that's not so intuitive is how and when to bring in an attorney. And part of it is just ignorance, and part of it is also intimidation. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think people have a natural understanding of if they're going to the doctor or the dentist, they kind of have a feel for what's going to occur, you know, the procedure.
Right.
But a lot of people have never worked with an attorney and are apprehensive and don't know how to work with an attorney. And the key takeaway is good clients get the most bang for their buck. Just like if I know the chef at a restaurant I'm going to, guess what? I'm going to get a little extra service.
I want to go eat with you, David. But no, you're exactly right. And so one of the things we've done, and it's been a while though. I mean, years ago, I used to have a couple of small business attorneys. I mean, they were ladies, two ladies that were on the show on a regular basis. We've lost them over the years. They've gone on to do other things, but over the years ago, we used to do quite a bit of shows on working with attorneys and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm glad you want to talk about this today. This is a very important topic because every small business owner needs an attorney at some point in time. And if they don't have one available when they need one the most, that's not the time to try to find one.
Right. And, you know, a lot of small businesses, once they've got their corporate entity set up, I think their belief is that they're not going to need an attorney until there's a problem.
Right.
And like you said, that is not good thinking. That's like buying a new car and thinking I don't need regular maintenance.
Right.
And I'm not trying to promote the purchase of legal services by any means, but I think that it definitely it pays for itself.
Well, you're going to be. As your business grows, you're going to be in and out of contractual negotiations. You're going to be looking at contracts. You're going to be looking at different things. And the key to me, David, is to find an attorney that will be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Right.
And all attorneys are not created equal in that area, David.
Well, and I just in researching for this show, you know, I read a good article, and it did say one of a CEO of a company says, when I go to an attorney, I want to tell them what I want to do, and they find ways to make that possible rather than just say, no, you can't do that.
Right. Or all the reasons why this is a bad idea or why you could, you know, where all the landmines are and why you don't want to go there.
And there's a delicate balancing between, you know, an attorney accepting that they advise on legal issues. the business owner needs to make. Once you understand the risks involved and the potential outcomes, the business owner makes the business.
And the roles.
Sure.
Yeah. Everybody plays a role. That's exactly right. But I have found, David, that and that's what I meant earlier when I said all attorneys are not created equal. You know, there are attorneys who think that they know more than the, well, I call them frustrated business owners.
Sure.
You know, they think they know more than the business owner does, and because they've got a law degree, sometimes the business owner allows them to intimidate him or her into making a decision that they wouldn't have made otherwise. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, David's got some tips, some points to go down through to help you find, select, work with, and be successful with a relationship with an attorney for your small business. That's coming right after this break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. David Dossie is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.